Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from NDC London 2016. Having tons of the speakers come and talk to us. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell us who you are.
Yeah, my name is Christos Matskas. I am a consultant. I do lots of short things, open source, closed source, working for different companies, big enterprise software and mobile apps.
That's awesome. So you've come here specifically to talk about open source. Why don't you tell us about your talk and what you're gonna discuss?
I'm very passionate about open source. Mm-hmm. I think it's an amazing cultural tool. It's an amazing development culture to cultivate. And obviously, it has a lot to offer both to new developers and seasoned developers.
Right.
Everybody has the opportunity to learn. And my goal is to get as many people as I can involved in open source, make them feel passionate about it, and help them grow both themselves and the community by creating tools that we can use to stand on shoulders of giants.
Right.
And create better software.
That's awesome. So let's just say, for example, I'm just Joe Nobody, and I'm like, hey, I wanna contribute to an open source project. What are some things that I can do to effectively do that?
Absolutely. So first of all, you need to find a project that you like, that mm-hmm. you use, or you're passionate about. Then the next thing is obviously to see what kind of contributions you can do. It's not just code. You can always do documentation. You can do unit tests, you mm-hmm. can help with the structure of the project, you can manage issues, you can contribute ideas, and you can moderate the forum. So it's not just code. A lot of people think that going into open source, it's like writing kernel code for Linux. That's what I thought in the beginning.
But I would love to be able to even understand
exactly.
that enough to do it.
You know, you don't have to be a superstar developer. You don't have to have tons of experience. And it's very easy to get started. And as you get started and you get involved, you become a lot more confident,
right.
and you start contributing code. Mm-hmm. And eventually you can go become a maintainer and you can have your own projects to help with the community.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So what are some other tips that you outline in your talk?
So if you are a new contributor, then some of the things you need to follow is obviously the guidelines.
Yeah.
Every project has its own guidelines and etiquette, if you want mm-hmm. to say, because the developers that develop the project have their own preferences. So try not to change that. Follow the guidelines and don't change code practices, don't change the code structure. Always speak to the maintainers when you want to contribute about your ideas, how you want to contribute. Mm-hmm. Somebody might already be working on that, so you don't want to do the effort
yeah.
without it. And by keeping that channel of communication open, you can guarantee that your first PR or your first pull request will be a successful one. If it's not, don't get disheartened. You know, just go back, fix what's broken, and then try again.
So any other points that you outline in your talk before we start getting into how you got into open source?
Right. So the first point I tried to make is if you are new to that, how to get into. The other one is if you're already involved and you're maintaining a project,
uh-huh.
how you can get the community involved and how you can become more inclusive into your project.
So that's a really good part. As I have an open source project where recently people have started to put stuff in, and I'm just like, oh, wow, what do I do? So what are some tips you have for me, for example, to be a good maintainer of an open source project?
So first of all, lay down the groundwork before you start. You set up the expectations both for your contributors and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So by having a contributing.md, for example, on GitHub, where you say this is how you need to do it,
right.
then it gives the expectations to both parties. And then obviously a code of conduct. It's quite new these days, but a lot of projects have started adopting it. And it's all about inclusion and being nice to each other rather
yeah.
than, you know.
It's too bad we need those nowadays, but you do need one.
You do need
and
one.
And I'm gonna add one to my library here pretty soon. It's a good point.
One thing I didn't know actually was that you need to license an explicit license file.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies want to use open source, but if you don't explicitly add the license, then they're prohibited internally to do that.
Right.
So the law says you can't use it unless there's an explicit license.
Interesting.
So make sure you don't miss that out.
Okay. So how did you get into open source, and tell us about your journey in this whole sort of open source world?
My journey started accidentally. I broke our internal a solution by enabling NuGet Restore
uh-huh.
on a CI that didn't have access to the internet.
Oops.
So that took me half an evening to fix that. And then I decided to blog about it, so because I knew I would do it again eventually at
yeah,
some point. So it's handy to have your knowledge base and know how to fix it. So I fixed that, and then I tweeted about the blog post. And one of the NuGet guys picked it up and said, how about you added the documentation, because that's something that we don't have. It's actually quite handy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll send you the file. And he goes, no, just do a PR and we'll sort it out. And at that
nice.
Point, I'm like, PRs and GitHub. And it took me 3 hours to work out how to do a pull request, fork a project, and build a solution. But it was exciting. And then by midnight, I think I finished, ran into the bedroom to my wife, woke her up and said, look, that's my first contribution. It's fantastic.
She looks like, at me
half asleep. Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, good. We'll have a chat in the morning. But that's what got me started was the encouragement. I think it was Jeff Huntley, I think, that was managing the project. And it was his encouragement that got me really hooked into. And then today I have 7 projects that have about 9,000 downloads between them. And I contribute as much as I can to open source.
That's awesome. But here's the thing. Like, if you're contributing to an open source project like NuGet or any of the other Microsoft open source projects like ASP.NET or the Core CLR or CoreFX, or we have, if you go to github.com/Microsoft, tons of them. When you do a pull request, do you know who's looking at your code? I mean, you're getting code review from some of the best coders in the world that are going to sit there and look at your code and be like, hey, this is really good. Can you fix this or do that? Can you imagine sort of the opportunity to learn from these folks that are building this code? And I heard this from people that run the .NET Foundation, in fact, that we're getting pull requests of people that are contributing some really good things, others that have some questions, and others that are contributing things just to learn how to do contributions, and everyone's accepted and welcome.
Yeah, and it's also building a great CV. So if you are a developer that you want to get hired and get your dream job, there's no better way to do it rather than contributing to open source.
Yeah, because when people go to your GitHub profile, they see everything you do and everything you've contributed to. Can you imagine on your CV having the fact that you contributed to ASP.NET 5 or MVC 6 or NuGet, like such as yourself?
Yep.
Fantastic. So where can people go to find out more about you and what you do?
I've got a website. It's called cmatchkas.com. And I'm on Twitter as well, full name, Christos Matchkas. You can follow me there. Tend to be quite active and engaged with the community. So if you have any questions about open source, I am the open source guy.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us, bud. And you should be working on open source. Open source is great. I love it. It helps keep me sharp. When I want to write some code, I always go and work on some open source.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for being with us again. Thanks so much for watching. This is Seth Juarez. We are watching Channel 9 here at NEC London. We'll see you next time. Take care.